mini set with another wonderful songwriter. It's been a great lineup of performers, songwriters so far. And John McLean is a fine songwriter in his own right, has won awards for his songwriting, but he also has a marvelous collection of covers that he does and makes them very much his own, and I'm always happy to hear him. Please welcome John McLean.
Pardon? No, I'll try not to. Well, hello, everybody. I'd like to start off with a song that I've covered for years, and it's even on my CD. Well, there's some outside if you're interested. But ever since I recorded it and listened to how it was recorded, I didn't like the way I played it, so I changed it recently. And this is the first time I'm playing it out. So, with a little bit of adrenaline mixed in with old-time memory and short-term memory, battling it out, let's see who wins. Richard Schindel, Reunion Hill. Must have been late September, last I climbed Reunion Hill. I fell asleep on Indian Boulder, dreamed a dream I will not tell. I came home as the sun went down. When I trained on the ground, even now I find there are things, glasses, coins, and golden rings. It's 10 years since that ragged army limped across these fields of mine. I gave them bread, gave them brandy. Most of all, I gave them time. My well is deep, water pure, streams are fed by mountain lakes. I cleaned the brow many a soldier, dousing for my husband's face. I won't forget our sad farewell, how I ran to climb that hill just to watch him walk across the valley and disappear into the trees. Thank you. alone there in a sea of blue, circles every afternoon. Single hawk, God's great sky, looking down at God's own eyes. He soars above Reunion Hill. I pray he spiral higher still, as if from such an altitude he might just keep my love in view. Must have been late September, last I climbed Reunion Hill. Thank you. Thanks for coming along with me on that one. This is one I wrote myself. It's also off the album. CD. We don't do albums anymore. LP. After watching so much basketball, I thought it was LG. Living good. As I said a couple weeks ago, I wrote this song when the girls were both single-digit ages. One was going to college next year, the other will be a junior. But the questions remain the same, and they're still not answered. Beyond her time. And I don't believe in God. I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe we live beyond our time. You won't find me in heaven. I hope I'm not in hell. Might be in our daughters' hearts and minds. But what will they remember? What tales will they tell? Will they recall sudden words of anger, or draw softer tears from memory's well? By the end of every day, I try to find a way to give those girls reason to sleep well. Sometimes hard work praised, sometimes voices raised, sometimes we need a final bell. And what will they remember? What tales will they tell? Will they recall sudden words of anger, or draw soft tears from memory's well? Don't you hope that
while they sleep. Our children only keep visions of happiness and light. Alas, it's surely true, brush at times holds blue as those dreamers paint their memories each night. And what will they remember? What tales will they tell? Will they recall sudden words of anger? Or draw softer tears from memory's well? And I don't believe in God. I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe we live beyond our time.
Thank you. Well, there's a wise old hand sitting on the couch back there. And he said to me, after I did a set, I think it was at Savory Lane, it was five sad songs with one semi-sad song in the middle of it. He congratulated me on my set. But he said, you know, you really shouldn't sing three, much less more, sad songs in a row.
This is Dave Van Brom.
Well, he's right. So I'm going to violate that rule again as soon as I take my... But I'm going to end with one of my favorites, and I hope your favorites, and feel free to sing along, because it's a sad song, but it's an up-tempo sad song. And only one person dies. Towns Van Zandt, Poncho and Lefty. Thank you very much. Living on the road, my friend, gonna make you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, you're just as hard as kerosene. Aren't your mama's only boy, but everyone it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into her dream. Poncho was a bandit boy, horse was fast, polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, in the deserts down in Mexico. No one heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty don't sing the blues all night long like he used to. Dusted Poncho bit down south. It ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio.
where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody know. The Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Pancho Phil left his living in a cheap hotel. Desert's quiet and cold, so this story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Few old Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so long. Kindness, I suppose. Woo! Thank you very much. Rough and ready. Thank you, Alan.
I get to plug your feature, too.
What?
I get to plug your feature. I will.
Okay, great.
One more hand, please, for John McClain.